"Le Neuf," said the croupier. Le Chiffre was gazing down at his own two black kings. "Et le Baccarat," and the croupier eased across the table the fat tide of plaques. Le Chiffre watched them go to join the serried millions in the shadow of Bond's left arm. Then he stood up slowly, and without a word he brushed past the players to the break in the rail. He unhooked the velvet-covered chain and let it fall. The spectators opened a way for him. They looked at him curiously and rather fearfully, as if he carried the smell of death on him. Then he vanished from Bond's sight. Bond stood up. He took a 100 mille plaque from the stacks beside him and slipped it across the table to the chef de partie. He cut short the effusive thanks and asked the croupier to have his winnings carried to the case. The other players were leaving their seats. With no banker, there could be no game, and by now it was 2:30. He exchanged some pleasant words with his neighbours to right and left, and then ducked under the rail to where Vesper and Felix Leiter were waiting for him. Together they walked over to the case. Bond was invited to come into the private office of the casino directors. On the desk lay his huge pile of chips. He added the contents of his pockets to it. In all, there was over 70 million francs. Bond took Felix Leiter's money in notes, and took a cheque to cash on the Credit Lyonnais for the remaining 40-odd million. He was congratulated warmly on his winnings. The directors hoped that he would be playing again that evening. Bond gave an evasive reply. He walked over to the bar and handed Leiter's money to him. For a few minutes they discussed the game over a bottle of champagne. Leiter took a 45 bullet out of his pocket and placed it on the table. "I gave the gun to Mathis," he said. "He's taken it away. He was as puzzled as we were by the spill you took. He was standing at the back of the crowd with one of his men when it happened. The gunman got away without difficulty. You can imagine how they kicked themselves when they saw the gun. Mathis gave me this bullet to show you what you escaped. The nose has been cut with a dum-dum cross. You'd have been in a terrible mess. But they can't tie it on to Le Chiffre. The man came in alone. They've got the form he filled up to get his entrance card. Of course, it'll all be phony. He got permission to bring the stick in with him. He had a certificate for a war wound pension. These people certainly get themselves well organized. They've got his prints, and they're on the Berlinograph to Paris, so we may hear more about him in the morning." Felix Leiter tapped out another cigarette. "Anyway, all's well that ends well. You certainly took Le Chiffre for a ride at the end, though we had some bad moments. I expect you did, too." Bond smiled. "That envelope was the most wonderful thing that ever happened to me. I thought I was really finished. It wasn't at all a pleasant feeling. Talk about a friend in need. One day I'll try and return the compliment." He rose. "I'll just go over to the hotel and put this away," he said, tapping his pocket. "I don't like wandering around with Le Chiffre's death warrant on me. He might get ideas. Then I'd like to celebrate a bit. What do you think?" He turned to Vesper. She had hardly said a word since the end of the game. "Shall we have a glass of champagne in the nightclub before we go to bed? It's called the Roi Galant. You get to it through the public rooms. It looks quite cheerful."